Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe for your Friday afternoon practice report. And Brian, let's break down who's here, who's not here today.
Well, there's three guys not here: Aaron Hernandez, Justin Francis, and Brandon Dedrick, all three with ankle injuries. We know about Hernandez. He was seen in the locker room earlier on Friday, had a little bit of a motorized scooter kind of contraption, so he was kind of playful about all that. But the other big one is Logan Mankins, who is out here. He was added to the injury report on Thursday with a hip injury, limited participation. So the fact that he's out here now is obviously a good sign, but that was notable when that popped up. So three guys not out here, and Mankins looks to be healthy.
Right. Well, some tight ends that you think should step up, have a big game on Sunday, starting with Daniel Fells?
Yeah, you know, I think at this point, you know, Fells has been inactive, and he's been with the team. You know, he was an early signing in free agency. But I think now is the time where they really need Daniel Fells to step up. With Aaron Hernandez out now, and even though they have five tight ends on the roster, I think now is the time that Fells can come in. I think he can have some versatility, blocking and receiving as well. It would be good to see him active. Of course, Kellen Winslow, a lot of attention on him as well. Can he jump in right away? He's now out here for his third consecutive day of practice. I have a feeling that he will be ready to go, but we'll have to wait and see. Michael Ho'omanawanui is the other guy at tight end, of course, aside from Rob Gronkowski. And, you know, maybe he gets lost in the shuffle for this week, but a lot of it depends on the availability of Fells and the preparedness of Winslow.
Right. Well, another interesting fact, this will be the second time in 3 weeks that we have another sibling rivalry with Chandler Jones going up against his brother, well, who's also a defensive end for the Ravens, Arthur Jones, this weekend. A big weekend for the Jones family.
Just like the McCourties 2 weeks ago, they're both on the defensive side, Devin and Jason, so they didn't literally go head-to-head, right. But Chandler Jones and Arthur Jones, and of course, Saturday night, the big UFC fight with their other brother, John Bones Jones. Hopefully those two, the two NFL players, will get a chance to watch the MMA fighter on Saturday night, and then hopefully the MMA fighter will be able to watch the football game on Sunday night. I think they could probably make it happen, but what a family.
Unreal.
What a family.
I know. Well, we will definitely be watching the game on Sunday night. It's going to be a late one, but definitely
That's fine.
Have a match
morning,
for us.
Morning, noon, or night, you'll find us there.
That's right. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.